The way the regulations are phrased suggests that the National Broadcasting Corporation has MultiChoice's DSTV in its focus. The new regulations also impose a fine for hate speech of 5 million naira. While the regulations do not spell out what hate speech means and what it will entail, the Minister of Information, Lai Mohammed, was emphatic at a press briefing. He stated that the regulations are signed, sealed, and delivered. This is the Tech Cabal Weekly, a roundup of some of the interesting things that are happening on the tech scene in Africa every week. We'll have conversations about all the important things you always bookmark, but you sometimes forget to go back to. We know it's important and you feel a little guilty about forgetting to check sometimes, so we're putting on our cape and we're being your superheroes every week. Think of us like the Avengers, but instead of rounding up all the bad guys on the galaxy, we round up all the good stuff that's happening in tech and we bring it to you. The motorcycle hailing company SafeBoulder is celebrating the 250,000 ride milestone in the city of Ibadan, Nigeria. Although SafeBoulder has been in Nigeria since late 2019, the company took its time in deciding what city it was going to launch. At the time, regulatory uncertainty in Lagos made it a risk to launch here. While the ban on commercial motorcycles in Lagos State did not take effect until later in 2020, SafeBoulder seemed to see the handwriting on the wall. First, it considered launching in Ogun State before deciding on Ibadan, Oyo State. A few months after launch in March 2020, the company raced to complete 100,000 rides in June, and 2 months later, it now says it has reached 250,000 rides. The company's country head, Babajide Duroshola, says that they have their eyes on 1 million rides. Right now, it's all possible for SafeBoulder, as it has achieved its current milestones by covering just a fourth of the city. When I asked Duroshola what critical mass looks like for SafeBoulder, he says it will look like completing 500,000 rides every month. But they will still have some worries about regulation even though they are outside Lagos. There are some rumors that the Oyo State government is considering a transportation license. Away from Oyo, there's still some news of regulation this week, with Nigeria's National Broadcasting Corporation signing the Sixth Amendment to the Broadcasting Code. The amendments have been making rounds since 2019, and early this year, the draft was released to the public. The backlash upon release of the draft was instant because the Broadcasting Code contained many worrying aspects. One of these is the provision effectively ending content exclusivity in Nigeria. Under the new laws, pay TV providers and other broadcasters who acquire exclusive sporting licenses will now be required to sublicense these to other broadcasters. The regulations are phrased in such a way that suggests that the NBC has MultiChoice's DSTV in its focus. The new regulations also impose a fine for hate speech up to 5 million naira. While the regulations do not spell out what hate speech means, the Minister of Information, Lai Mohammed, was emphatic at a press briefing, stating that the regulations are signed, sealed, and delivered. There has been no official response from MultiChoice, but a few months ago when the drafts were first making the round, MultiChoice warned that the regulations were a step in the wrong direction. Yet Nigeria is not the only place where conversations about regulation have dominated the headlines. In the United States of America, President Donald Trump signed an executive order last week that will block American companies from doing business with the video app TikTok as well as the instant messaging app WeChat. In a second executive order, a 45-day ultimatum was given before all transactions with WeChat and TikTok will be blocked. The order will also prohibit transactions with Tencent as well as ByteDance. Those are the two companies that own WeChat and TikTok respectively. It will mean that Microsoft and other interested parties such as Twitter have 45 days to discuss and close a potential acquisition of TikTok from ByteDance. While the order to ban business with ByteDance will not come as a surprise, the order banning Tencent is more surprising because of the scale of influence of the company. Tencent has a big stake in gaming companies like Ubisoft, Activision, Blizzard, and some other companies such as Snap, Spotify, Universal Music Group. The list goes on. Investors are on the edge, but no one is exactly clear on what could happen next. We're all just going to wait and watch until September 20. We'll see out the week with some talk about how Africa's biggest telcos are diversifying their revenues from voice. While we've seen H2 reports from Airtel and MTN that suggest that voice revenues are declining, they still represent the biggest part of revenues for telcos. SMS and traditional phone calls are being displaced and replaced by instant messaging and internet-enabled voice and video calls. In the last decade, WhatsApp and Facebook are responsible for the depletion of telcos' SMS revenue. It means that today, for telcos like Airtel, the focus is now on data revenues. Orange has also planned its diversification way ahead of the competition, deploying 4G in most of the countries it operates in. For MTN, last week there was talk about how the South African telco is trimming down its assets and planning to sell its stake in the e-commerce company Jumia. A stake in Jumia is thought to be worth around $243 million. While that's some way off from what they've invested, it's not so bad considering that Jumia is now in the middle of an unexpected stock market rally. The timing could not be better. But Jumia is not the only company MTN is looking to move away from. There are also reports that it will sell its 29% stake in IHS Towers. But the biggest potential move for MTN is that it will end its operations in the Middle East after months of battling with US government sanctions. But one thing is clear, for telcos, the watchword is tightening business, focusing on a future where data revenues outstrip voice, but there's still some way to go before that happens. So here's a big thank you to everyone who's joined us this week. Here's a big thank you for the TC team for contributing and for putting this together. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. We put this in Spotify, it's on Google Podcasts, it's also on Apple Podcasts. Listen, don't forget to visit our website, www.com, TECHCABAL, for deep dives on all things tech in Africa. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram at TechBal. Follow us, be sure to say hi, and give us your feedback and your general thoughts on this episode.